discovered that since 2000, we see it in the polls that when we monitored crime in Poland, we see an increase in a number of cases of religious ethnically motivated crime in Poland. Still, these are not huge numbers. It goes in hundreds, not in thousands. But we see, especially and since 2015, the prosecution service who monitor those things see an increase in a number of crimes related to Muslims. So we wanted to find out what is the connection between media and what we see in the social sphere, let's say. And that's why we conducted a research on media and how media is portraying Muslims in Poland.
Is there a significant difference between the Muslim issue and the migrants or foreigners all in all?
I mean, it's difficult because, as you know, in Poland we do not have many migrants. We do not have many. Of course, we have Ukrainians. We have lots of Ukrainians who come here mainly to work, but they are not refugees, they are migrants. So the problem with Poland is that I wouldn't say that Poles are like significantly more xenophobic than they used to be. But especially when it comes to Muslims, their only contact with Muslims is via the media. So we know from the polls that only 12% of respondents have any personal contact with Muslims, or Muslims or residents of countries that they regard as Muslims, for example, from Middle East, from North Africa, even though in some of those countries there are Christians. But Poles, when they see, especially when there are some huge media events, like, for example, terrorist attacks, this connects to the increase in negative responses to Muslims. So to sum up, you have Muslims that Poles know only from the media, and you have opinions about Muslims that are created by the media and by politicians. Mm-hmm. And later, when you try to figure out what is the image of Muslims, what Poles think about migrants, what Poles think about refugees coming from Muslim countries, they are very much negative. And we wanted to find out whether this is only because of media coverage, or is this because Poles are really against Muslims? So that's what the point of departure of our work, mm-hmm. to find out how it works.
Mm-hmm. Maybe beforehand we are going into detail, maybe we could just take a little historically views on the last 28 years since the change, because compared to the situation of GDR, which is not that easy to compare both states, but they have socialist history, so maybe we can take this for a moment. In the GDR, there was very strong separation between people coming from Vietnam, from Cuba or African countries, from the GDR citizens. So it's said to be that that's one of the reasons of xenophobia of the people in East Germany until today. How was living for people from abroad in Poland in the socialist times?
Well, this is curious because if you will think about, the problem is that after the war, Poland became a really homogeneous society. So very little minorities. From 1950s, most of the Jews left, those who survived, of course, left Poland, like in 50s and in 68. But these were not very big numbers. In 68, about 15,000 people left Poland. This is a country of 38 million today. But when I say it's curious, because if you will think about Arab and Arab Muslim countries, or countries like Iraq and Libya, Algeria, countries like that, Poles often worked in those countries, and those people were coming to Poland for studies, for example. And there were never any problems with them. I mean, the attitude of Poles towards those people was not so bad. We also had Greeks coming to Poland in large numbers, and they still live here, and it was always fine. And when there were wars in Chechnya, lots of Chechens came to Poland. It was about 100,000 Chechens. But most of them, after a few months left, left to Germany. So it was really difficult to find any difference in any change in attitude. What has changed later and what we see today is this huge media coverage of Muslims and terrorism, and of course politics and the European Union, the different political conflicts that influence the way people see it today. So if you ask me what is the historical narrative when it comes to conflict between different minorities, I would say that in Poland we didn't have this problem, because either we didn't have minorities, or if people of different cultures came to Poland, they very much stayed here only for some time and left. Because Poland is a transitional country. I mean, if people from different cultures come here, for example, if they want to work here, they often stay here for some time and then they leave afterwards.
Mm-hmm. Regarding this fact that there's only really a little number of Muslim migrants in Poland until today, and maybe it's like taking...
I mean, we still don't have them. I mean, we still don't have them. We have some so-called Polish Muslims. Mm-hmm. That live here from 1715 or 17th century, but there are so small numbers that it's difficult to even spot them.
Mm. So it's really interesting that
we have Vietnamese. Sorry, we have also Vietnamese. This is like about, I would say, 60 or maybe 80,000 of Vietnamese living mostly around Warsaw. But still, this is not a huge number, and it's difficult to spot any negative attitude towards them.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so this is something more, let's say, a virtual problem that the Polish citizens have with Muslims, because if there are no, or really nearly no, what is it to report about? What is the media working on?
I mean, yes and no. It is a virtual problem and it is not. It is a virtual problem in a sense that we really do not have those people on the ground, so to say. I mean, we do not have Muslim migrants from this wave of migrants coming to Europe from either from North Africa or from Syria. I mean, it's nothing compared to, for example, Germany today. In this sense, it's virtual. But it's not virtual because what is happening in media and politics and the way this problem is used by politicians and the whole discussion that is going on, it's real. I mean, it's becoming factual after all those... I mean, it's a social fact today. So even though we don't have those people in Poland, the fear that people have, it's a real one. So... So in the sense, it's a real problem, and what we see in media is translating into what people think about those people.
And how does this work if you don't have the, let's say, objective in your neighborhood or whatever, but you're reading about it as a huge problem? How does media focusing on this issue, and how is this impacting in this Polish society?
This is, I think, of the way you speak about the problem. This is a problem of being very defensive when it comes to solving the problem of migrants. And this is, of course, about fear and the way politicians use it in political campaigning. In 2015, when you look at the polls, and let's say in May 2015, about 70% of polls, I'm not very precise, but the numbers are like this, about 70% of polls are very welcoming when it comes to refugees. They say they are open to refugees. Today, if you will look at the same polls, about 70% of polls will say they are not very happy about refugees. So it's impossible that this is a real change in an attitude when it comes to like the social. I mean, this is the change of opinion, and this change is due to the fact that how the political campaign looked in October and in September, October 2015 in Poland when we had elections, and the way this topic is used in politics still today. And it also translates into the way Poles look at how the countries like Italy, France, Germany, how those countries deal with the problem of migrants and refugees.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and from my point of view, the Polish government is using this issue as showing up as a strong pro-Polish government defending Poland from this Muslimic terrorism that the EU is sending by the dividing numbers of refugees to distribute them in European country.
Yes, but I would add to this that politicians, right-wing politicians and right-wing journalists in Poland say that European Union has created a problem from 50s and 60s, 70s with migrants that were invited to, for example, Germany to work from Turkey, for example. And they didn't manage to integrate those people very much. I mean, at least in the first generation, only second and third generations of those people started to be integrated, started to go to schools to learn language, etc., etc. And they say that today the same thing is happening, and Poland has nothing to do with it, and Poles should not be made responsible for dealing with this problem. This is the way right-wing government and media is portraying this problem. That this is, of course, that we are in the European Union, but this problem is typically a Western European problem, not an Eastern European problem. That's why it is the duty of French, Italians, and Germans, of course, not only them, but to work out this problem, not the problem of Poles or Hungarians or Slovaks, etc., etc.
If we are talking about the role of media in this, let's say, reporting about Muslims or drawing the picture of Muslims in front of the Polish door, in a way, is it true to say the media? Is there any difference between the print, radio, or television, private and public service?
No, I wouldn't say so. I mean, the difference is between media leaning more to the right or leaning more to the left. So more left-wing media, it's more open to Islam, to refugees. It understands much more. But the problem is that if you will especially report on politics, this is not the media, this is not the journalists who create a narrative about politics and about everyday events, or for example, this is the politicians who do that. So journalists only report on that and often use the language that politicians use. So in a sense, these are the politicians who are in charge here of creating the narrative about reality, in a sense. So this is the problem. Media can only either react to it, try to change it, or fact-check it. For example, there are many new fact-checking media in Poland who are saying, for example, that we had this famous quote from Prime Minister Szydło, who told the European media that we have a million refugees, and she meant by that Ukrainians, who are obviously not refugees, they are economic migrants. But it was used, so we have media who say that, wait a second, this is not true. I mean, Ukrainians are not refugees. Ukrainians are economic migrants. And every couple of months they have to go back to Ukraine because they will lose the status of migrant, of economic migrant in Poland. So they are not refugees at all. So this is a manipulation that is used against real refugees that need help. And also, what is also interesting is that Polish Church is very much in favor of hosting refugees in Poland. And even though you would think that church is, of course, church is also politicized very much, and it's divided, and it's more right-wing, and it always has been. But church wants to accept refugees and wants to make so-called corridors, humanitarian corridors, to accept refugees. But Polish government created this whole hysteria about Muslims and about Muslim migrants and Muslim refugees that it has no space to allow us.
If you say it's the whole content, in a way, and the way of talking and thinking about Muslims is made by politicians, and the journalists are just reporting on it, it seems to be that there's somehow a lack of this journalistic check. In a way, there should be something like an influence from the critical journalism view on politics and politicians.
I mean, there is, but yeah. The problem is that this is the problem of numbers. This is the problem of coverage of the way, I mean, of the real power of those media as compared to what the politicians can do with television, for example. But also the main problem, I would say, is that this is the lack of contact between Poles and real, for example, Muslims. This is this number that I gave you at the beginning. This is only 12% of Poles who have had in the past some truly personal contact with Muslims. So this is the problem that Poles, this is for them, it's a virtual problem. They do not know anything about that. And that's why they are afraid. I mean, it's easy to make them worry about things they do not know about. So this is a social problem, and later the political problem. Mm-hmm. Polish society, and I would say that the problem, this is a more broad problem of Polish society. It's not very autonomous. It's very easily swayed by politics.
You're not only a scientist, you're a media maker too, as one of the editors of Kultura Liberalna. How are you, as a media of Kultura Liberalna, dealing with this problem? How are you trying to put some control or influence?
Oh, well, you see, we have written a report on how it works in Poland. It's translated into English, and I'm sure it will be available soon to the broader public. So we're trying to write, we are a media and a think tank, so to say, but our coverage is not a huge one. We have about 100,000 readers. So in Poland, it's not a huge coverage. But what we try to do is we try to write about that. We try to tell Poles that they should be more autonomous in their opinions and not to be so dependent on what politicians do and what politicians want from them. Me personally, my goal is to tell people that they should be more independent from politics.